you know what? She has a passion and love. It's a win-win situation for everybody with Ronda Rousey in the WWE right now.
There's no way you can lose with Ronda. Unless Ronda says, you know what? I love wrestling. I'm going to spend more time on my acting career. And she goes and spends more time on acting. Then she will catch flack from me because that means that, you know, she was using herself to promote herself and big her up more for Hollywood. But that's not the case. I mean, I'm sure that there's 100 roles out there for her, but she wants to wrestle. And that, man, we have no problem. Like, we're on the same page.
Interesting. I mean, it's all...
Mark Henry does not have a problem.
She definitely has it. 877-344-4893. 877-FIGHT93. Mark, when we come back, we'll take some calls, but we also have to talk about Roman, Brock, and Paul Heyman. We're back right here. I'm Busted Open.
Here's what's happening on SiriusXM Sports.
Along the path of the SiriusXM NFL Radio Training Camp Tour, check up on Colts quarterback Andrew Luck and his surgically repaired throwing shoulder.
Feeling great. Yeah, excited. Really.
It's good. To the doctor. Yeah, I don't know. I went to the doctor and they said, here, lay down, and then I don't know, my shoulder works.
Enjoying football.
Playing football.
Feeling better every day.
We do it. It's good.
Winding down this week on NFL Radio, SiriusXM Channel 88, and with the SiriusXM app.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-935-6700. That's 1-800-935-6700. 1-800-935-6700. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
NASCAR may race stock cars, but there's nothing stock about what can happen during a race.
Whoa. This is about the time all hell breaks loose.
Chase Elliott up in the air. AJ Allmendinger on his side. That's
not happening. Holy cow.
I barely made it. Closer than I thought.
Nation. Another great segment with Paul Heyman last night. Paul Heyman, again, makes you think,
I saw that. I don't know if great segment is the word. I don't know if that's what I would use. A fucking wasted opportunity at best. Fucking dumb, I might say.
Straight in the face of Roman, and then out comes Brock Lesnar. And it finishes with an F5. Really good segment between the three. And a really
fucking
good go-home segment for SummerSlam on Sunday.
Paul is tremendous. I mean, every week, nothing ceases to really amaze me. Whenever he comes out, I expect greatness. And that's what we got last night.
got greatness last night, and it still leaves like a little bit of what if on Sunday. It's going to be very, very interesting what takes place, and what I'm guessing is going to be the main event of SummerSlam on Sunday. 877-344-4893. Let's go back out to the busy phones. Let's go to our good friend Jason in Texas. Jason, what's going on, man?
Dave, how you guys doing? Mark, how you doing this morning?
What's up, Jason?
Very good.
Hey, man, did Paul cut it? That was a good segment with Paul and Brock and Roman yesterday. Amazing. I did not see that face coming, tell you that. I was very surprised. I was like, oh, why would you do that? It was a good segment.
It's true.
Really, what I want to talk about was Dean Ambrose's return. Wow, did he look amazing?
And you know, it's funny. Really quick, Jason, Mark said it at the beginning of the show. He looked almost like Triple H when you saw him come out.
Yeah, almost.
We've been waiting for Dean for so long, and with Renee being the announcer, it was just like, it was perfect. Everything was perfect about last night. It was so good.
And you know what, Jason? I love the phone call. And Jason has his own show too, his own podcast, which is awesome, by the way. And Jason does a really good job, and it is an example, Mark, of love and passion for pro wrestling. And you know what? You know, we saw it, and you saw it, when we watched the G1 final this past weekend, where there were fans of Ibushi that were actually getting emotional in the crowd. You know what? I think it's kind of cool that you see a return of somebody that you're fully emotionally invested in, and seeing that return gets you kind of emotional. I love that type of passion from a fan.
I tell you what, when you have a fan that loves the business like we love the business, you automatically have great conversation. You can bounce stuff off of each other. It gives you a reason to sit there and have a conversation with somebody you don't even know.
Yeah.
You just come away from it like, man, hey, man, it was nice talking to you, man. And it's, that's what I love about wrestling. You get introduced to people that, you know, different races, creeds, colors, and, you know, economic status. Wrestling puts you all on the same page.
Yeah, and I mentioned with Jason, you know, from Texas, and he has his own show. I don't mind saying that type of stuff because we all are part of a wrestling community. And I think sometimes, like, especially when it comes to Monday Night Raw, and I'm guilty of it too, Mark, you kind of dissect it, you complain about it, you bitch about it. But when you get a close of a show like we did last night, especially before a big pay-per-view on Sunday, that's something to be happy about and something to put a smile on your face.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, let's go back out to the Busted Open Nation. Let's go out to Sonny, who's been waiting a while. Sonny in Florida, what's going on, buddy?
Oh,
what's up, Sonny? Here's the thing, Sonny, and thanks for the phone call, and thanks for waiting. But the last thing you want to do is have the Shield be a heel group right now. I mean, the WWE is trying to get Roman over as a face. We just saw Dean Ambrose come out last night and had the biggest pop of anybody. And Seth Rollins, time in and time again, is one of the most popular wrestlers on your roster. I think the last thing you would want to do right now, Mark, is turn those three guys heel.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the call, but not what's going on or what's needed for the business right now.
No.
You want to see them all basking in the glory of their own success and, you know, maybe even be the guys that come out and raise Roman up, you know, once he wins.
Yeah, it's going to be it. Listen, I'm not saying that Dean and Seth might not make their presence known in that match, but I can't see them turning heel anytime soon. Let's go out to our good friend Reggae Dad in South Carolina. Reggae Dad, what's going on, buddy?
Gentlemen, what's going on? What's happening?
So let me ask you this, Reggae Dad. Since we did play your single on Busted Open, have you seen a little, you know, have you seen a little pop with sales? I mean, is there a little bit of a scuttlebutt about your album?
Well, you know, I'm still waiting for the initial returns to come in, but I think they're going to be big. But I did notice that Distant Adventure did move up to, like, the top spot on my iTunes page. So I think that means that did kickstart my heart a little bit on that track. So I really do appreciate you guys.
I love the pop for Kickstart My Heart as well. So, no, dude, we love it. We appreciate it, and we're always thinking of the nation, so thank you for sending that to us. And
hey, did you give Mark Henry a copy of one of those copies I sent you?
I'm going to get Mark. Mark Henry is coming into the city tonight.
Tonight.
So we're going to be doing Mark and I are going to be hanging around a lot together this weekend, so I will definitely give him your CD for sure.
Have something for the car ride, so yeah, definitely. But, you know, let me tell you something about the guy who teared up a little bit. I do the same thing. When I get goosebumps, I get teared up. I might have pseudo-Burbar effect or whatever that is that J.D. Harmeyer on the Stern Show has. I could have that, but you know what it means? It means that Dean Ambrose last night, when he showed up, that was the Dean that we want. You know, that's the Dean we've always wanted. We had him a little bit in the beginning, you know, but then it's like, he got the championship, he lost it to AJ, which I was very okay with, obviously, as a huge AJ mark. But then, you know, then we got Hot Dog Dean, and we got Wacky Dean, and we got, you know, Ketchup and Mustard Dean. What we saw last night was the essence of the Dean Ambrose style that we all wanted. So I don't blame him for getting teared up, because that's what we've always wanted, and he's finally here at long last.
I'm with you, Reggae Dad. And when you see a return like that, when you get, like, that complete lunatic, like, has been advertised for all this time, and who knows what the future holds, but when you look like the way Dean Ambrose looked, with the shaved head, with the beard, you know, all jacked up, I hope we don't get the ketchup and mustard Dean Ambrose anymore.
And we certainly don't need any more heels. We need more faces that get pops like that. So keep them right there. Keep pushing them. And maybe in a couple weeks, give them a shot at the tag team titles. If you can see the Shield standing in the middle of the ring with the Universal title and the tag team titles all wearing gold, fist in the middle. Man, that's what we all want to see, I'm pretty sure. Roman haters or not.
I'm with you, Reggae Dad. And pretty good night for Renee Young, too, my friend.
Yeah, you know, and let me tell you about something about Renee Young. I was not a fan. You know, I've always kept women on a much higher level of a species than us men, just personally. But, you know, hearing Doris Burke call NFL football, I was kind of always like, yeah, I don't know, that just doesn't fit. But you know what? Conversely, Renee Young was the exact little bit of variety that the variety show needed. And my personal opinion is they're just trying to get her ready for the Fox Network in 2019.
All right, Reggae Dad, great call. Maybe what they're doing. Maybe they're grooming Renee Young to be the voice of SmackDown when that Fox move actually happens, Mark.
It would be a good move to make.
I completely agree. 877-344-4893. 877-FIGHT93. I think the return of the quintessential LaGreca speed round. When Mark and I are back right here on Busted Open.
Playbook on ESPNU Radio.
When you look at the marquee hires in college football.
This moment to arise, blackbirds flying.
Right. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night, psyched in the motherfucker with the gangster. like a motherfucker licking the fur thumb. The homies used to tell me that she wasn't up good, but I'm the maniac and like Mr. Snow Eastwood. So I beg her, niggas, what the trip was mine. Guess what, got capped my one time. I'm back to the motherfucking county jail. 6 months on my test and I was down to bail. I guess released on a hot sunny day. My nigga D.O.C. and my homie Dr. Drake. Scoop in a coupe, Snoop, we got you. Your girl was drinking while you was drinking. Your county below you, I ain't been out of second. And already gotta do some motherfucking chin checking. Move up the blocks as we move up the blocks. See my girl's house, Drake, pass the Glock. Kicking the dough, I live on the floor. It's my little cousin Daz and he's fucking my hoe. Yo, I cock my shit. I'm hard broke, but I'm still up, man. Fuck a bitch.
Pretty good.
would give less flack if she was brought in to NXT to hone her craft, even for a little while before coming up. Like, they bring all these independent guys that have been doing this for years in and make sure they know how to proper WWE style promo and stuff. You think they would have given her less flack if she came in there and quote unquote paid a little wrestling dues before coming up, even as big of a name as she is? I love her. I think she's doing great. But you think the universe would have given her a little more credibility if she did that?
No, I don't think so. I think that Ronda going to NXT would be like pulling a Maybach up to the mall. Like, you don't pull a Maybach to the mall. She's more than that. And I think that also you basically trivialize a valuable commodity. Like, she's so special. Why would you say, oh, we're going to take you down to the beginning stages when we want to portray her as the baddest person on earth? So it was kind of a double entendre, like, to be able to see Ronda be put in a spot where it's beneath her skill level.
And here's the other thing, too, and maybe she wasn't a part of NXT, Mark, but she did do a lot of work at the Performance Center before she came up, and you saw her on Monday Night Raw. She worked a lot of hours at that Performance Center. And listen, credit to Ronda, because you know what? She wants to put the work in. And also, what Mark is saying is true. She has this mainstream appeal. You want to strike while the iron's hot? I mean, it's going to be interesting to see, and we're going to be talking about it over the next few days, whether Ronda Rousey actually wins that championship against Alexa Bliss come Sunday. There's a lot of talk, because here we are. We got through Raw. We got SmackDown tonight. A lot of implications from SmackDown. Go-home show for SmackDown. There's legit 5 storylines on SmackDown that I'm fully invested in. We're going to break it down tomorrow, myself and Bully Ray. Mark is back on Thursday. It's all about SummerSlam 2018. Mark, you have a good night, my friend.
Watch SmackDown. I'm usually traveling, commuting, working, some mixture of those things when it's on. I like that Samoa Joe is back in the title picture. I'd like to see him with a title for a while. I think that'd be cool. Blazing Squad.
up, then I'm on top. So everyone's just like,
as she's blowing in the air, our world's on fire.
Man, do you get off today? It's just one of these Tuesdays, you're not gonna do anything. Come home from work and just kick back with the AC on and a nice little glass of wine. Whatever it is you decide to do, I'm gonna be around here until about 6 in the east, 3 in the west. Got Twisted Knowles Barkley, Notorious B.I.G.
For Dean to return, because there's been reports that he's been ready and raring to go. I thought they kind of let the cat out of the bag in the show. You know, Kurt Angle was addressing, you know, Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre about that clause that was put into the contract about, since Drew is going to be accompanying Dolph Ziggler in his match at SummerSlam, that Seth Rollins can do the same, and Seth Rollins can choose somebody to be by his side outside the ring for that match. You kind of knew it was going to be Dean Ambrose, but you know what? That just made the anticipation grow, because you knew you were going to see him at some point, and you finally saw him to end the show, and that's a big spotlight for Dean Ambrose to be then, because his return meant that much, that for a go-home show on Raw before SummerSlam, the second biggest pay-per-view of the year, that Dean ended the show last night.
Well, one, Dean is an unbelievable talent. Dean is a guy that's, we talked about triple threats at my house yesterday related to basketball. Dean is a triple threat guy in the ring. He's got unbelievable wrestling skill, great psychology, and endurance and athletic ability. And if you have all those things, you can't help but win. And now you have another guy that we can say, we always talk about our top eight guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean is one of those guys that, even if he's not in the top eight, he may be 9 or 10, and he'll make all of those guys better.
I agree. And, you know, I think Dean Ambrose is that top guy. And listen, we've seen it before. When a superstar in the WWE returns from injury, he's always going to pop. We've seen it. We saw it with Seth Rollins. But I don't know about you, Mark. This one felt a little different.
the fans want to cheer Dean Ambrose, and I'm interested to see what the future holds for Dean Ambrose, because he's a guy that's gone back and forth between being a heel and being a face. I'm wondering what they're going to do with Dean Ambrose over the next few months.
You know what? I don't have a clue as to what they're going to do with him, but it was a double-edged sword. He had been gone for a while, coming off of injury, but he came back looking different. He came back looking stronger. He came back with a new zest for what he wanted his career to look like, and the fans recognized that, and that was the main reason, I think, that we saw the jubilation that they put out there.
And it's funny because you mentioned like the top guys. You know, we all remember the Shield, even though they're together for such a short time. People consider that faction to be one of the best factions in the history of the WWE. And you have Roman on Sunday going after that Universal Championship. You have Seth going after the Intercontinental Championship. I'm wondering where that leaves Dean Ambrose, you know, and what's going to happen with Dean. And I'm guessing, Mark, that after Sunday, we're going to see Roman Reigns with that Universal Championship. It's going to be very interesting what they do with the Shield. I would love it if the Shield kind of gets back together somewhat like the Four Horsemen. It doesn't need to be, you know, it doesn't need to be just one guy that heads this faction. You could have them be together and have one be the Universal Champion, one be the Intercontinental Champion. I think that's going to be kind of cool. I would love for those three, instead of possibly feuding, I would love to see those guys just get back together, reunite the Shield, and have them go after gold.
Well, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that, for that to happen. Anytime you have, it's not the same Brock Lesnar as we saw last night, as we've seen in the past.
Yeah.
So I think that very likely you could have all three guys doing something major again, and not even have to be connected as the Shield. Like, they're all talented enough to get it in on their own.
And it's funny, when you look at these three members of the Shield, Ambrose is completely over, Seth Rollins is completely over, and then you have Roman that's kind of like, you know, he's definitely winning over fans, and we saw the last few weeks that fan base get a little bit stronger and stronger. I thought it took a little bit of a back step when you looked at the crowd in North Carolina last night. It didn't seem like a pro-Roman crowd, but it's going to be interesting what happens on Sunday with Roman Reigns. But you look at those three, those three, at least for the Raw brand, are the most polarizing figures that you have on that roster, especially if Brock Lesnar right now is going to be gone and going back to the UFC.
Well, I'm not holding my breath about all the stuff that's going on with Brock right now, because they're making it look like Brock may hang around a little while. And it's weird to think, but
no, they're not.
We've been talking about this for months, and I think that that's one of the things that the business almost needs. You need a Brock Lesnar type entity to have something to talk about, to have to keep the needle moving. And who else is going to fill that void if Brock is gone?
Oh, that's the thing. Who's going to fill that void? Roman, obviously a main eventer. We know Seth is a main eventer. When you look at Dean Ambrose, Mark, do you look at Dean Ambrose as a guy that could be a Universal Champion? Could he be a guy that could be at the top of the card?
I see about five or six guys ahead of him. And can't say never, because you can never say never in wrestling. As we know, you can never say never in wrestling.
That's right. You've proven that before.
But I would keep it on the back burner.
Okay, and that's fine. I mean, and patience is maybe what we're going to need to have with Dean Ambrose. It's been such a long time since we've been able to see him on our TV. I'm willing to wait and see what happens with Dean. I love the new look. I know it sounds something small and insignificant, but even the hair. Like, I love this new shaved down look. Alex Metz and I were talking about it before the show. He looks like a lunatic now with the beard, with the hair. The guy, the fact that the guy is all jacked up like he is right now, he does look like that lunatic. He really does. And he looks not just like a lunatic, he looks like a badass. So, you know, kudos to the new look of Dean Ambrose.
Man, unbelievable. I'm super impressed. And, you know, Bubba said it yesterday. Another thing that we failed to mention is the G1 climax. Wow.
Yep.
Bubba really laid it in, said, you've got to see this. So I did. And I am as impressed with the G1 final as any match that I've seen in the last year.
And it was fantastic. And Mark, that proves, like, today, there is a lot to talk about. The return of Dean Ambrose, like you said, that G1 final, that G1 climax that we saw over the weekend. I have a lot to say about Ronda Rousey, because it's amazing. Whenever you tweet, whenever I tweet about Ronda Rousey, the comments I get are mind-boggling. I'll explain what that is. Plus, you know, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to speak to B. Brian Blair. You know, he's the president of the Cauliflower Alley Club and somebody that's going to have some memories and remembrances of Jim the Anvil Neidhart when he joins us at the bottom of the hour. And as always, on a Tuesday, Mark, we take phone calls from the nation. 877-344-4893. 877-FIGHT93. We'll take some calls and so many topics to talk about when Mark and I are...
This is new Paul McCartney music.
I don't know. On Sirius XM, the Beatles channel.
One of the ways they could go, and I think there are only a couple of ways that it could go with this wrestling, but I could see them having Roman Reigns win and then Braun Strowman cashes in, comes out and takes it from him, and you and for better or worse, you get another 3 months of Roman chasing. I think that kind of sets up. That's like the best way to set up like another top feud for Roman that I can think of. With it is just like some guy comes out and says, "I'm the guy now. You are not the guy. I want to be the guy," or something, you know. I mean, I would have thought they would have saved all the Heyman dumb shit for the actual show, but now the more I think about it, and maybe this is the way they go. Maybe this is them just finally definitively saying, fuck it, we've got a clean finish. There you go.
Roman's the guy. Maybe they want to do that. Because, you know, if you save that dumb shit for the pay-per-view, then you've got, what? You've got Heyman screwing Reigns out of the belt again, and then the issue isn't done. It's not, you know, there still has to be another match that you still have to have Brock Lesnar involved in another fucking match. Unless you have Heyman try to screw Reigns and then he still wins, which, you know, at that point seems kind of screwy for no good reason. But yeah, I think they need to not have, like, yeah, it can't be a Roman overcoming the odds thing. It can't be like some screwy fucking thing. Like, if they want to get him over strong, have him fucking win the match straight up, clean. Fucking hit the fucking finish, pin him in the center of the fucking ring, send Brock away. Like, that's your best shot for eventually getting Roman, like, the rest of the way over, probably, is to do that, and then fucking, you almost want to give him the fucking open challenge gimmick or something. Just say, like, hey, you know, like, you're used to this title not being defended on the show, where guess what? I'm going to fucking fight for this belt every week, and then he just needs to fucking have killer matches with everybody on the card. Like, if you want to have Roman be the fucking guy, like, it's too late to fucking build him before the belt. Like, just fucking put the belt on him, people will fucking boo, and just fucking set him up to have a bunch of fucking great matches, great competitive matches with a bunch of people, and hope for the best. I think that's as good of a shot as any. You know, it's obviously like a less than ideal situation all the way around. But I think you could get where you want to be in 6 months or so if you... And again, you know, that requires everyone involved to fucking do their job the best way possible. Fucking make sure these matches are good enough to where people can respect Roman Reigns. Personally, I'd prefer... I think the matches are okay. I think his moves, his signature shit, I think is a little boring. I think the Superman punch is goofy. Just doesn't look that great. Spear's all right, but it's not, you know, there are definitely better spears out there, or have been, and enough other people have done it that it doesn't, I don't know, doesn't seem like the thing. I would like to see them work on his character, work on his promos, his talking. I think that's the stuff that has kind of let the character down a little bit. This dude is walking around with some kind of multi-camera backpack. He looks like looks like a fucking Ghostbuster, except he's got a bunch of webcams on his fucking back. I don't know if that's like a... I don't know what the fuck that is. He looks like fucking... He looks like if you were going to make a prequel to Death Stranding and you needed to have a fucking camera unit up over the guy's head for whatever reason. It looks like that. It's some kind of 360 camera rig. I don't know. And whatever he's doing, he looked done. Like, crossed the street and then just stood there, just went like, He did not strike me as a streamer. But yeah, it almost looked like more of a street view, some kind of situation like that. Like, we're going to pay this guy to walk around the city. I did kind of like the idea of maybe you do put Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman. Maybe you do make that switch. But I don't know. That doesn't seem like a slam dunk of an idea. It seems like, yeah, you could do this. Roman has already talked too much to suddenly be quiet and let Paul do the talking. And also, I think the Paul Heyman stuff has gotten really fucking stale. I think he's been like he's had like as his high moments and stuff, but I think there's just some of that stuff has been. Over the last year or so, I would say, even just like kind of, it's been repetitive and kind of dull. He's returning to some of the same phrases in a way that I think is not the best way for him to do his job. Like, continually going back to the well on that whole, like, was it it's not a prediction, it's a spoiler. Like that bit specifically was really good the first time and really fucking lame every time since. Michael Kors, you couldn't get Michael Kors if you was fucking Michael Kors. Big, 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 big.
hurricane with a kickstand. Fuck with me, I got a hurricane on the hit, man. Barely came up out the mud like quicksand. I'll show you how to get meals, nigga. That's a meal plan. Now, yeah, Wendy alone. Cardio grease on all of my arms. Yeah, hang on my son. In the wood chair and I still perform. I don't make excuses, you know that I'm hungry, still got a juice. You said it's out like a Cleo. I said it's out like a boost.
Patrick Soderlund left EA.
I sipped some red wine and chased it with the 42. They asked me what I call me. Coming soon. Yeah. I just cashed out. Ain't got time for a beef. I'm a cash cow. No. Didn't know it was a juke. I made a bag out.
Shit. I will see you later.